Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Heyo. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everyone? Back in living color, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Kind of an action-packed show planned today.
I think so.
So when are you leaving?
I might not even have to talk. I get to go home.
What's new?
A day off.
A couple stories. We'll get into the one story on how some of this happened, but scheduled to be on the program after the first break. Arguably, allegedly, in my opinion, the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time.
Tom Brady?
Warren Sapp will be on after the first break.
Oh, okay.
A couple BKFC fighters. Travis Thompson will be in, I don't want to say in studio, in restaurant.
The animal.
Chris Lieben. And then I'm going to let you butcher it. First name, Luca. Last name, go ahead.
I have no idea.
Exactly. He is the director of a documentary called After the Cage.
Pretty cool. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
It will be neat. I'll be up there broadcasting, so that'll be cool, hanging out.
You're going to Minnesota?
I am.
Or Michigan?
Michigan.
What's it called? Like Chinookwa?
Yeah, I don't know.
Chinookwa?
All I know is it's an hour and a half from my buddy's The Gold.
The Gold Dinosaurs?
No. American Pawn.
A Hardcore Pawn.
American Pawn.
I thought it was Hardcore Pawn.
The show is called Hardcore Pawn.
Your boy Les and...
Les and Seth.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So I'm going to stop in and see them.
Wait, so you're going to Detroit, and you're going to drive up to Washakatsiki?
That is the plan.
Well, we're part of the show, right? So I'm going with you?
No.
Company trip, all expense paid?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
I'm available if you need it.
Yeah, well, you're available. You can take care of what's going on down here at the shop. So that'll be cool. After the Cage kind of was the important push today, but one of the athletes that After the Cage is involved or about, Pat Miletich, went on social media yesterday and reported that he has been let go by the LFA.
Why?
He has been the commentator up there, and he was at D.C.
How do you fire Pat Miletich? That guy's a legend.
When you get pressure from people who are putting money in your pocket, so sponsors were upset that Pat was at whatever that was that happened in D.C. And, you know, I saw his post. He's like, hey, I don't have any, whatever. You know, freedom has consequences. And I went up there. The thing that bothers me, and again, I don't want to get too political today or right now, but, you know, his comment was he was outside. He didn't do anything inside. He didn't go inside. People came up and asked for pictures. He obliged. Pictures were posted and sponsors got mad.
Wow. Well, it's all about who's paying the check, right?
It is. And Pat's been professional about it. He's like, you know, I'll pay the consequences.
Well, that's actually what's going on down in Brazil. The Neymar Jr., the soccer star, the phenom, he had parties that violated the COVID policies and restrictions. And now he's losing his sponsors of Puma and Nike, and they're all pulling away from him.
Kind of different. It's kind of not the same thing. But I understand what you're saying.
But if you're writing
the check, he broke the law. No,
it's their
right,
law.
Right.
It doesn't matter if it's the law. It's their law.
It's a law.
It's the law that
of the land.
Who decides if they're going to write the check or not? They're the ones that decide.
Well, that's not what you just said about in Brazil. In Brazil, you said about an athlete, and the country has strict COVID rules. The athlete broke the COVID rules, and his sponsor pulled
Correct.
The sponsorship. He broke a law. Pat Miletich didn't break a law, to the best of my knowledge. He went up and was involved in a protest. He wasn't involved, as far as I know, in...
He didn't enter the Capitol. He didn't go in.
Whether legally or when they opened the door and let people in, he didn't do either, to the best of my knowledge.
He didn't take the Sam Alvey podium.
in a headlock as he walked out. All right,
Alvey.
So Warren Sapp coming up, Travis Thompson, Chris Lieben, And Luca, that's your job. I wasn't sure if I said the list up, which in fact I did.
But you know, I hope to ask Luca I'm sure this documentary will answer the questions that you and I have been asking for years. Is
how do you know what question I've been asking?
Well, because I listened to the show. but what do athletes do? Like, what else do they do? That's why they keep fighting as old as they are. They keep fighting all these different federations that keep a paycheck coming in. But, you know, what do you do when this is all you've done your entire career? And you know, this is the final chapter of, like, what's after the ring. So.
Well, hopefully it's not the final chapter. Hopefully there's chapters after. You know, I hope this isn't the end of their lives. You know,
but as far as, like, their fighting career, like, what these guys do, you know, after their life.
I think a couple, or I at least know of one. I don't want to say a couple. I know one athlete that had a substance abuse problem. He lives here in Florida. We're going to have each and every one of the athletes on leading up to this meet and greet, which is March 13th at 4 p.m.
I looked up flights, by the way. So, you know, you could also fly into Grand Rapids and drive across.
I don't know what you're going to do.
Well, we could fly into Grand Rapids and then I could drive us across.
Yeah, but I'm not French. I got to learn how to self-medicate or something if I'm going to travel with you. You know, and what I need to do is I'm going to start something that I'm going to keep track of when blow-ups happen.
How many times you get mad at me?
Yeah.
You can tell by your little meter on your board there. It's light green. It's going into heavy green. When it hits red...
Right, but that's only during the on the air. I'm saying all the time.
There's no meter big enough for that.
So I want to track so that I know. So, you know, all these, what do they call, Alka rhythms or whatever.
Sure.
I want to have Billy Bean, you know, from the Oakland A's, put all this stuff together so that I know when is safe travel times and when it's not.
Is that the Moneyball movie? The real life story?
Which I didn't see.
Really?
I never saw it. Why is that shocking?
I don't know. You're a sports guy.
How about today?
You should watch every sports movie.
How about today's stupid question from the media?
Oh, what was that?
Okay. So, you know, I'm involved in all these media press conferences and stuff. And a player, well, Mike Evans was asked.
Okay. Number 13.
Was asked about Chris Godwin.
Okay.
And Chris Godwin had a rough game last week, you know, against the Washington football Redskins. And he had quite a few drops. And the question was... I think I even wrote it down. Godwin drops. Are you confident that he can bounce back?
From
the drops last week against Washington.
Why wouldn't he bounce back?
A, why wouldn't he? B, why would you ask the question? Because even if Mike Evans didn't think he would bounce back, which he will, is he going to say that? That's why people always ask about questions. And I'm like, what question can you ask an athlete a game that you can really ask?
Aren't pro athletes like Kobe Bryant, for example, or LeBron, like, don't they forget about the shot they missed and move on, like, the next time they take another shot? Like, aren't they conditioned professionally to just, you have a bad game, a bad drop, and you just let it go? Like,
you know, you're supposed to.
Chris Godwin probably forgot about it during the game. He forgot about the five drops.
He might have forgot about it while he was dropping it.
Maybe that's why he didn't know the ball was coming to him.
It is possible.
Well, whose fault is that? Is it Brady's fault for throwing a bad pass? Like,
sometimes.
Out of reach? Is the wind catch it?
It's a lot of things.
Sure.
You know, but again, to ask, how confident are you that another player will bounce back? They're in the NFL.
They're professionals.
Even if they're not. I remember my little league team. Dude made 19 errors in one inning. I still thought he would make the next stop.
Okay. Right.
Maybe I did. Maybe I was pretty sure that he would.
You just stood behind him in case he didn't.
I did stand behind him. And he was playing center field. Fly ball out to center. I'm playing short, and I'm running behind him to make sure that he makes the catch. That's really not totally true, but it certainly sounds good. All right, a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to attempt to get to some of them. UFC weekend, they're back.
Yes.
Holloway, Cater this weekend. Chiesa, Neil Magny.
It's a big fight. Those are big fights.
Next week, the return of your GOAT.
And don't forget, the fights are free on ABC, and they start at noon for the prelims and 3 o'clock Eastern time for the main card on Saturday. So it's a daytime event. I know you love those because you don't have to stay up till 1 a.m. Absolutely. To see the final game.
I tried to watch Adam Hunter last night. So he went live with his comedy thing at 8. That's at 11 o'clock our time. I told him I'd stay up. I stayed up till 8:05, and then I turned off and went to sleep, which would have been 11:05. All right, let's hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sun.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out at Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Buccaneers victorious against the Washington Football Redskins last week. Give me your thoughts on Sunday.
This Sunday or last Sunday?
Well, last moving Saturday. Ahead, I mean, you know, Saturday night, that kid made a lot of money. The kid that they took off the bench and had to play quarterback.
Yeah.
Because Alex Smith was,
kid. But that's the thing. If you're ready and they call your number, that's why you got to be ready.
Luke Erick.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Bledsoe went down. They put in Tom Brady, sixth-round draft pick out of Michigan.
Yep.
And the rest is history. The GOAT has risen.
I'm concerned about Sunday for a few reasons. There's always that team, and I don't know if the Saints are that team, but there's always that team that you can't get over. And once you get over them, I mean, I remember Detroit with Boston, Chicago with Detroit,
The Colts with New England.
Yeah. Well, but did the Colts ever get over New England?
They won the Super Bowl, so they obviously did at some point.
Well, not necessarily.
But not through New England.
Not through New England. Right. And they may have. They may not have. You know, I don't know. What one of the biggest concerns for me this Sunday is Alex Kappa.
Yeah.
Your number two fan. Really, he's your number one fan. Because,
no, you're my number one fan.
I'm really not. That's why he's really the number two fan.
Did you see the name? The number got added to the sign there? The Bucks jersey?
No. Yeah.
That's the one and only Ian Beckles came to the shop yesterday. Number 62. Still looking like he could put on pads and suit up.
Or not put on pads and suit up. Big boy.
He's a big kid.
I remember I covered him, you know, when he played.
Yeah.
You know, again, people tend to forget. You know, I've been covering this team a long time.
Yeah.
You know, so seeing – and I like seeing when guys stay here. Now, very few players are from here.
Right.
I mean, I can't think of many. Ryan Benjamin up in Newport Richey. I mean, you know, there's a handful.
That were groomed that were, in this neighborhood, groomed in this area.
You know, and then came and played here.
We got to love it when they play for a team and then they stay and they live their life here and they reside here. But
And there are quite a few of them. Mark Royal stayed. Rondé Barber stayed. You know, there's a lot that do
Mike
stay.
Mike Allstott. Yeah.
The A-Train. Jerry Wunsch.
What about the A-Train?
Hold on. Jason Manecki.
Whatever happened, like the A-Train, he was the last of a dying breed, though. Like the fullback position, there is no more in this modern league.
There's not. I did see something on the Book of Face, which I almost got banned on yesterday.
You're always getting banned.
No, it's the first time ever. It's the first time I felt like Shane Grossman. It's the first time that I got an email from Facebook.
Didn't you write something about rioting?
Yeah,
I did. You wrote the word rioting.
I don't know if it was rioting or that I said they should be shot or, you know, whatever.
Oh, geez.
But no, here's what I said. You know, again, you have to read the entire statement. Okay. I wasn't saying this person or that person. I said all. If you riot. I'm saying if you riot.
All people should be shot.
Should be shot.
Okay.
I stand by that. Not protesting. Rioting. And I got a wavy finger.
Speaking of mass crowds. What was your take on the celebration in Tuscaloosa after Roll Tide won their national championship and 300,000 people poured into the street to celebrate?
Did they all wear masks and stay 6 feet apart?
I highly doubt they had any mask and they were 0 feet apart.
You know, I have a question and I have always said, and we're trying to reach out to Warren about coming on because, you know, I've always said that there is no way, the best collegiate team, whatever that may be. You know, back in the day, they used to have the collegiate team play like an NFL All-Star team.
Sure.
Okay. And again, it's
exhibition.
It's an exhibition.
Right, it's not for real.
So I've always said, I don't believe any time a college football team could beat an NFL team.
Until?
Give me the worst team in the NFL.
Until?
And you know what?
This year.
If Alabama is healthy. You know, if all those kids are healthy, you know, both receivers, Waddle was hurt at the beginning of the year. I didn't even realize this because, again, I'm worse than you on paying attention. Waddle was their number one. Smith was number two. Waddle gets hurt. Smith goes on to win the Heisman. How good is Waddle?
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know, and I hate to say that this could happen because I believe grown men should be able to beat grown young men.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, Alabama, they're 19, they're 20, they're 21, they're young adults. I don't know. That team is so good, they could beat the New York Jets.
Or a whole lot of other teams.
I don't know about how many, but
they could beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look at what the Browns just did. The Browns just dominated. They did the same thing that Alabama did. First quarter,
Hold on.
28-0.
You're saying Alabama's equal to the Cleveland Browns?
I'm saying that the Browns did the same spanking. First quarter,
no, I understand.
28 points.
Do you realize how bad of a spanking
in Pittsburgh
Alabama did to Ohio State?
Yeah.
That your MVP didn't even play the second half?
Yeah,
are you kidding?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, so yeah, the athleticism on Alabama, the athleticism of these kids, you know, they might not have like the years of experience of being a pro, but from an athletic standpoint, those kids can play. And I think Alabama does beat half the pro teams in the league.
Oh, I'll take that bet.
Half of them.
I'll take the bet. There's no way that they beat half of them.
You don't think they beat the Arizona Cardinals, the Detroit Lions, the
I'm going to say that they
Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to say they do not beat 15 NFL teams.
I would take that bet all day.
And so would I.
Done.
And I would bet your house on it.
I'll bet your house.
That's fine.
I'll bet all three of them. I'll take the whole compound.
take the one in the sinkhole.
Hey, Craig Williams, will you list a compound for me when I win it? Done. I got a broker.
I don't see Alabama beating 15 NFL teams.
I don't.
Again, that's you being you. Stupidity at its finest. These are grown men.
You don't think the college football players of today are equal to pro teams from other years? Like,
this isn't other years. You're saying now.
But those kids.
I'm pretty sure that Alabama could beat a team from the 1950s right now.
Oh, for sure.
Well, because most of them are dead. So.
Yeah, well, and they had the leather helmets on. They didn't even have face straps.
No, exactly. exactly.
So you could actually hit a quarterback back then. So I don't know. That 50s team, Bart Starr might, those kids couldn't play in today's league, though, or in yesterday's league.
Yes. Yesterday's kids can't play today.
Well, the kids now get separation because you can't hit them, you can't jam them, can't touch them. You can't open, you can't come across the middle and lay them out. A lot of the victories from the past came from fear of the defense, like of you not waking up the next day.
O2, the O2 Buccaneers.
Yeah.
The whole object of the Buccaneers when they went up and played the Rams and even 99 was running across the middle, you are going to get hit by John Lynch.
Yeah, no doubt.
John Lynch doesn't make it out of the first quarter of any game today.
Yeah, he's ejected for targeting.
Dwight Smith is arrested in the first
assault,
quarter.
First assault. and Warren doesn't even get a shot.
No, Warren's, it's totally different because the D-line, all you're going to do is if you lay on, if you hit that quarterback and lay on top of him. You can maybe, even though I can't watch football, I can't. Because of that, you have a D lineman coming, at 320, 340, 3 whatever, hitting a quarterback, falls on the quarterback and rolls off, and he gets a 15-yarder.
Right.
How are you supposed to tackle somebody?
Back in the day, they would drive him into the ground, then stand up, then leg drop him with a Hogan, leg drop.
There is one where somebody did pick him up and body slam him. They kind of like suplexed him. All that stuff was legal.
Yeah.
And I know that you want to protect players. But there was, and I don't know if it was in the Monday night game or one of the games over the weekend that I happen to have on, where it was just a bone crunching. He makes the catch, bone crunching, and 15. Matter of fact, I think he got thrown out.
Wow.
That must have been, I don't think it was the Alabama game, but it was a defensive player led with his head, though.
So if it's all in the name of protecting the athlete, when does the UFC start, ejecting people for punching someone in the face? like when does MMA take it too far? Like, hey, this is too crazy. This is too barbaric. There's no safety. There's no headgear.
Again, because you don't pay attention to this show. Okay. So this is why you're not going to Michigan with me.
I just don't want to go to Shinakanakawa or wherever it is.
It's safer to get punched in the face with a 4-ounce glove. It's safer to get punched in the face with the knuckle than getting hit by the crown of a helmet.
You can't even touch the helmet of a quarterback passing by with your hand, true, and he's wearing a helmet without a penalty. So you can't say that punching someone in the face with a 4-ounce, 16-ounce, no ounce, like bare knuckle is safer than that.
You can't rip a helmet off of a Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback and hit him in the head with it either.
You can, but there's consequences to doing so.
There is consequences to that. And now Cleveland, and we talked about this last week about what happened in Philadelphia, Peterson since being fired for it, losing games on purpose. Pittsburgh lost that game on purpose against Cleveland.
And they rested their players.
They rested their players. And
they
again,
got spanked.
But here's what I said last week. Everybody that was upset that the Philadelphia Eagles did what they did, enabling Washington to win the division, costing the New York Giants, which again, nobody owes anybody anything. Correct. I get that. But by Pittsburgh doing what Pittsburgh did, it enabled the Cleveland Browns to get in, and it screwed another football team.
Sure.
So it's the same thing. So I did like the fact that then Cleveland came. I wasn't even watching the game. I don't even know when it was, to be honest. And I happened to see on the bottom, it's like Cleveland's up 43-0. I'm like, what?
No, it was like 28-0 at the half. It was like the Super Bowl. It was like when the Falcons ran up on Brady, except they didn't have the GOAT.
You know what I've been catching myself at? I'm starting to think of Baker Mayfield like Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Okay, Peyton Manning, when he first came out of Tennessee, and everybody thought he was the square, which he wasn't. I went to a party that he was at. He's not. But everybody thought he was this great big square.
He drives a minivan. He wore Oxford polo shirts.
When he went on Saturday Night Live, when he started all of these commercials back in the day, it kind of changed.
Made him relatable.
People's opinion. Yeah, yeah, and Baker Mayfield's doing the same thing with all those commercials.
Sure.
I can't tell you what the commercial's about, but where it's his house and he's. Have you seen the commercial?
I've seen a couple of them.
It's hilarious. It's like it's starting to rain and he yells to one of the guys, "Hey, help me. We can, cover the seats twice as fast if you help."
Yeah, right.
And he
right.
takes this thing to cover it. Or when he has to get wanded to walk through. Right. And then he comes back and they come back and he goes, "It's Baker." He goes, "Okay, Ralph, put your keys," whatever. I think Baker Mayfield is starting to be loved by people outside of Cleveland.
Sure.
I saw him, and I think I might have mentioned this last week. He was on the Stone Cold new program.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever it's called. And he's relatable. He's in this big car that Steve Austin's driving, and people are honking, and Baker's waving and all that kind of stuff. It's cool. I have become
a
semi. Well, I'm not a fan per se, but right. I'm a semi. He's enjoyable to watch outside of the – I can't tell you that I've watched him play.
Okay.
Because I – can't watch football if it's not the Bucks, because I do it because I cover them.
You're not gonna watch it for Styles G. White, your homie, your boy. That's your boy. That's a dog pound. You got to represent your team.
The only good thing about the 20th is hopefully Styles G breaks every finger and he won't type onto Facebook anymore.
They just get you fired up.
He does, but he does it on purpose. And I respond to some things I say on purpose. And I think everybody else but me. But then again, the whole reason that Warren was going to come on today was because of some things that were posted. Right. And he's like, "Let it go. Let it go." Well, we'll let it go.
But Styles, you got to be happy for the guy. It's his team. And
I'm not.
And he's happy for if you got to respect the fans that are loyal.
I'm not happy.
All the bad years. Then they finally get their payoff and they have a championship run.
Styles doesn't fall into that. Because Styles hasn't suffered enough.
No, he played for the Browns. He suffered plenty. He knows what it's like to lose all those years.
Styles hasn't suffered enough.
He's suffered enough.
Trust me, he hasn't. Fans that have stuck with the Browns, that have been out there in the dog pound, in the snow, with their snots now frozen and all that kind of stuff, they've suffered. he's become a fan while he sat behind the computer. Now, he has not suffered.
You better hope his fingers are broken. He's coming here after the show.
I've been inviting them down. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors?
Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
John Elway, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
John Elway. I know who it is. Horseface.
That's my boy.
Who looks more like, seriously, and I don't mean to be disrespectful. I guess it is.
He looks like the mascot.
He does look like a horse.
Right.
And so did Tim Duncan. So which one of those two guys looked more like a horse?
Oh, Elway all day.
Elway did look
He did look like the horse.
When we went to Denver Stadium.
Yes.
And we hung out there.
The statue looked just like John.
Was he the inspiration?
The yeah.
Just sure. Like Jerry West was the NBA logo. What was John Elway?
Peyton Manning's going to ride John Elway into the Hall of Fame. No, I'm just kidding. No, actually, out of all the athletes I've ever encountered and hung out with and known, Elway is the only one who's ever yelled at me publicly for being a moron.
I've yelled at you publicly for being a moron.
And it wasn't even my fault.
Yeah, it's always your fault.
One of our chefs misspelled his girlfriend's name, Christy, with an I or with an E-I or E-I-E-O.
Bingo was his name. Oh.
So I got in trouble because my chef, who didn't even speak English, misspelled the damn name on the cake.
I've got yelled at in public numerous times by celebrities and athletes.
Well, you deserve it.
Not really.
You probably ask stupid questions like, do we have faith in Godwin because he dropped five passes last week?
I don't want to say the most recent, but the one that always comes to mind is, and I think I've told the story with Big Black.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's two Big Blacks.
I'm trying to.
There's your Big Black, and I have a Big Black. My Big Black played for the Miami Hurricanes with Irvin during the '80s when they were the most dominant football team in the country, pro or college. And when he comes here and gets pizza, every week, that's my Big Black. Your Big Black was a guy named Rob something.
I honestly, when he yelled at me, I burned his name out of my mind. Because he yelled at me for calling him by his name.
Right.
You know, it was in the lobby.
He was on the show, the Rob Dyrdek show.
Right, something factory or, and he was like, yeah. And so we met him.
Boykins, something like that. I'm a Google.
Okay, you Google it. We met him at the airport in Seattle after a UFC. And, he was a really nice guy. We had a nice talk. And then, we would always talk on the Twitter machine, which I'm trying to get banned off of that as well. And
Christopher Big Black Boykin.
Okay.
Was an American TV personality and musician, best known for his role on MTV, Rob and Big.
More importantly, Christopher was a cook in the United States Navy.
Oh, okay.
That's where we were brothers. Brother.
6'6".
Big dude. Super nice guy. Uh-huh. So I didn't think much of it. He walked in. It was at the hotel. And I didn't want to yell, "Hey, Big Black!" across the lobby,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because that would cause a riot today.
Yeah.
You'd be arrested. There'd be protests.
I'd get kicked off Facebook. So I'm like, hey, Christopher. And then, you know, we meet in the back. And he's like, don't you ever call me that again. Huh? Are you serious?
Well, that's his brand. I mean, he has clothing line. He had the two B's, one, you know, back and back.
Didn't that resemble the Big Baller thing?
Yeah, Big Baller. It also resembled, like, the Bentley logo, you know. So, but he had his own brand. It's similar to Hogan. I mean, Hogan, when he goes into court, you know, he keeps the bandana on, the sunglasses, because it's a brand. It's an image thing. So
the judge doesn't make him take the thing
off? No, he petitioned that it's damaging to his brand of Hulk Hogan, that he can still wear his get up.
You know what else? You know what else is damaging to his branding? Watching him walk.
I'm going to help him, though. I'm going to help him. I saw him yesterday. I showed him the GNAT. I told him it's going to be mobile on Saturday. The first person that's going to try out that mobile GNAT is Terry. I'm going to drive it out to him, and I'm going to change his life. Like 10 back surgeries. So I'm going to open him and help him like walk and get a better quality of life.
I don't have a whole lot of confidence in you. So I'm going to pretend like you're Godwin. I do not have a whole lot of confidence. I'm not saying I don't have confidence in him. I'm saying that was the media's question about
I'm not going to drop Terry, though.
I don't have a lot of confidence in you, but hopefully something can help him, because whether you like him or not, and I'm not saying I don't.
Sure.
But if you like him or not, watching somebody that you grew up entertaining you.
Sure.
To not be able to walk. And, you know, when I saw Sapp that one time in the suite, and I literally teared up a little. I mean, I didn't cry, but I literally had a tear. It was emotional to see arguably the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time. And if you want to argue it, he's in the top three. And if he's not in your top three, you know what I think of you. Because if you have a gold jacket, nobody can be a better Buccaneer if they don't have a gold jacket. Period. But watching arguably the greatest, but one of the top three, if you want to argue because you don't like his personality or whatever, watch him not be able to walk when he had that hip problem. And he told me in Atlanta at the Super Bowl on Radio Row when we did the show up there that I was one of the reasons he got the hip surgery was because of, you know, some things I said. And to see him jump up and down in the convention center in Atlanta was awesome. So being able to see Terry Bollea, better known as Hulk Hogan, walk from Torta Pizza to that dump across the street and back would be awesome.
Oh, he will. I'm going to help him. And he's look, that's the thing. These professional athletes are modern day gladiators. They sacrifice their body.
All athletes are.
Their quality of life, their bones, and that's why they get paid so much, because every year that they play, every year that they put themselves through that kind of punishment, it deteriorates the end of their life as far as quality and pain and mobility. So, that's why the contracts are so excessive nowadays for these young stars. Because they know that, how does Brett Favre get out of bed every day, or Emmitt Smith?
But it's not even that. You know, you look at MMA fighters, and we still need to talk about the card this weekend. You know, these guys aren't making NFL, NBA money.
Not even close.
You know, look at, I hate to use the word jobbers, but, you know, in the world of WWE and AEW and all those, you know, jobbers, you know, that are out there, you know, making $25 a night.
Sure.
They can't even afford to go to a chiropractor.
Well, and even worse for the MMA guys is when they go to a full fight camp, they're basically doing many fights all the way up to the big fight. I mean, the wear and tear on their body and the sparring and the conditioning, you know, they only get paid for the fight night. They're not getting paid for all that practice and training and abuse.
And it's not even that. They have to pay. You have to pay Dolce. You have to pay your nutritionist. You know, you have to pay your trainers and your this and your that. So it is kind of craziness, you know, for sure. So we are going to look ahead. BKFC, I think they're calling it Knucklemania.
Oh, Knucklemania. Yeah,
so hopefully they're going to have some really cool Knucklemania shirts.
That's cool.
So we did get a couple BKFC shirts. We are going to give away them. We're going to give away a couple hats. But I think I want a Knucklemania shirt.
Yeah, Knucklemania is a cool ring.
Do you watch the Food Network?
Of course.
What's
I was on it. There's that photo right behind you.
Whatever. Your buddy's lookalike. What's his name?
Oh, Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri. He wears a shirt that says like Knuckle Up or Knuckle Sandwich or Knuckle something. That's like what one of his charities or whatever. So you might want to try to get some of that as well.
Well, Adam Richman. You know, he's the one who did the liner. He'll give you a knuckle sandwich if you're not listening.
Super Bowl coming to town, you know, no media stuff. No,
are you excited?
No.
But you haven't heard what they're doing? I have insider information. Would you like to hear?
Not really, but go ahead.
So a customer of mine, they own a charter company. They do sightseeing tours around. They leave from the convention center. Apparently, the Port Authority has taken over all the water dock for the Super Bowl, and they're bringing in these floating barges to create a virtual floating city for the NFL. So there's going to be attractions. They've already closed.
Oh, no, the Fan Expo is going to be out there.
The NFL Experience is going to be in the Julian B. Lane Park on the riverfront.
Yeah,
I
knew that.
They've already closed the park and the tennis courts. They're putting in all this stuff.
It's still going to be limited. It'll still be fun. There'll be still some cool things to do. But all those things that we did in Miami, all the things that I did in Atlanta and all those other Minnesota and all that stuff.
Like the charity thing, like the Star Island, like those
kind
of things.
Can you imagine? You can't have that. Try. You can't be 6 feet. You can't be 3 inches.
There was 300,000 people outside the college celebration on Monday night in Alabama. How do you explain that? If you can't be socially distanced, how do they allow 300,000 people to congregate in the middle of the street to celebrate a football game?
I think it's mainly they were Auburn fans and nobody cared. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boeft, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I am. Top 10 running back all time, LT.
I'd have to really think about it. I mean, he's probably towards the middle of that list.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got the obviouses first.
Right.
You know, you got Brown, you got Barry Sanders, you got Emmitt Smith, probably OJ.
Yeah, OJ was a beast.
You know?
He was a killer on the field.
Now, you did make a comment about Mike Allstott, and I saw something on the Book of Face when I was still allowed to be on it, that somebody asked if you could bring back one offense and one defensive player
right,
to help the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win the Super Bowl this year.
Sure.
Who would you use? Who would you go with?
I mean, it'd be hard to not say the A-Train. I mean, you're in good hands in Allstate.
So, originally, my thought was the obvious two, Warren Sapp and Mike Allstott.
Yeah.
When then somebody said, and I almost responded, I almost opened my foot, uh-oh, you know, opened my mouth and stuck my foot in it. They went Rondé Barber, Warren Sapp.
Okay.
Rondé Barber, Warren right. Sapp. You can only bring back one offensive, one right. defensive player.
Okay.
Warren did score a touchdown offensively.
So it's like William Perry.
Yeah.
Like
so there's loopholes.
Okay.
Even though it wasn't worded properly, did you know that Drew Brees just passed Tom Brady for wins against NFC opponents in the playoffs?
Yeah, I saw that. And then because he had 8, but Brady had 7. but right. he was in the AFC right. for 20 years.
Right, he had so, six. Right. He's a masked crusader.
He is, like, the animal.
Well, you know, I thought we were going to talk, you know, BKFC and all that kind of stuff, but we don't talk what you're supposed to talk.
That's true. We never do.
We don't
have a script. We free flow with it.
I prepare for 3 seconds just to get the spelling and names right, and you don't even prepare.
I'll be ready by next week for today's show.
But I do want to change. You know, typically, Travis, we talk about a little bit about, you know, boxing and fighting and all that stuff. But I didn't know, and I'm hurt that you didn't tell me, that you're from the Philadelphia area.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now we got a connection.
How did you not know that? Come on.
That's what I'm saying. The brother we love.
It sound a little bit there.
Yeah, right?
It did sound that. I don't know if you know my whole Philadelphia background.
And, I know I've seen you out there.
I was born in Philly. My whole family's from Philly. Okay. My uncle was a teacher there. My grandfather was a cop. Most people don't know about Kensington.
Yeah, I know. That's why you came here to Philly. To Florida.
That's why I ran away.
No, yeah.
My mom flew to Philly every 2 years to have us born in Philly.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a true story.
Wow.
Yeah, so my mom and dad moved down here in the late 50s, 58, 59, somewhere in there. And then she flew up to have myself and then my younger sister. But exactly. And my little brother and I, there was a UFC in Philadelphia 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I want to say last year, but last year doesn't count. And we drove to Rocky Balboa's apartment,
yep.
which is in Kensington.
That's crazy.
Which is where my uncle had a drug rehab center.
Yeah.
I didn't know that that's the heroin capital of the world.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yes, it is. But, you know, hopefully they get that under control. It's bad out there, man.
I don't know. You know, you'd think that they'd have it under control by now, but.
Travis, don't listen to him. His mom flew over there just to have the scrapple.
Yeah. Okay?
Like, she just happened to scrapple push the babies out while she was in
Knocked
town.
Him out.
Nothing wrong with that.
But that's how you usually recognize if you're from Philly. If you're eating scrapple, he knows you're from Philly.
Yeah.
True story. So I went up. They flew up Steve Monroe, who's the greatest golfer in the state of Florida. If you play golf.
I do play golf.
Yeah. We will set up and you will have an experience. Like
no
you.
Way.
He's
real Tiger Woods.
That's awesome.
I'd rather play with Steve Monroe than Tiger Woods.
Well, it's a real Tiger. They call him Tiger.
That's awesome.
So he's playing on our softball team. We call him Tiger. So I'm going to play the Charlie Daniels golf tournament. My guy breaks his ankle, whatever. And I text him. I'm like, Tiger, can you play? Are you any good at golf? He goes, I'm good at everything I do.
That's awesome.
World-long drive champ.
He's cocky.
Yeah, he's cocky.
That's awesome.
But the best thing that Steve Monroe does, he pretends to be the Walmart greeter, and he checks people's receipts when they walk out, but he doesn't have a vest and he doesn't work there. He just does it. And like sheep, people just give their receipts.
Oh, yeah. He'll
analyze it. He'll actually scrutinize it. He'll move stuff around in the bag.
So,
oh, wow.
What I
would have to be there for one of those.
It is funny.
Epic.
But what I was getting to is, so Steve and I flew up to go to Reading to do a charity.
That's where Marshall Kaufman, King's Promotions, you know, that's actually where I train out of, King's Gym in Reading.
In Reading. Okay.
Yeah, so.
So we land at the airport. The limo picks us up to take us to Reading.
Yep.
And I'm like, we need to do two stops first. And he looked at me. I said, first we need to go to the Reading Terminal so we can get lunch.
Yeah.
We drove over there. We had a nice lunch. And I said, now we need to go to the deli, which is right by the stadiums.
Yep.
So I can get four orders of Scrapple. And they're like, Scrapple? Like,
yeah, they don't know anything about it. I know.
So what's up? How are you? How's things?
Doing well, man. Doing well. I want to, first off, before we even start there, I just want to thank Kevin Smith, Smith Brothers. You know, without them, I wouldn't be here hanging out with you guys. They hooked me up. They got me with my boy, Clang here.
Don't give Kevin too much credit.
We got to keep him grounded. Like,
I mean, yeah, he's an okay guy, but let's don't give him too much. Kevin, I just texted him.
He's the man. Him and my buddy, Aaron Clang, he's got Clang Law in Tampa. And right now, I think right now in Pennsylvania, gyms are opened up, but that was a big thing right after Christmas. I'm like, I got to train. Like, I'm going to be trained. I'm fighting February 5th. I have to have a camp. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, gyms will be up in January 4th. I said, that's not going to work for me. So I was messing around in my house. I was like, screw this. Aaron's like, why don't you just come to my house? So my wife and my kids are back home. They're a little pissed off about that one. I'm like, dude, I'm doing this for you. It's like 60 degrees here. Like, you know, back home, it's like 20, 30 right. degrees. Right. I'm like, I don't get to play in the snow like you guys. I don't get to scrape all the ice off the windshields. No, it's been a great experience. I mean, I'm training with Keon right here, my man. He's training me. But we're working out at St. Pete's Gym with Keith Thurman, okay?
One time.
Nah, he's
one
all right. time. Yeah, yeah. Another all right.
He knows. He right. knows a little bit yeah. about the sport.
He may know how to throw a punch.
A little bit. A little bit. Yeah. So I mean, I'm just telling you right now, this dude David Morgan is in for it. You know how I am. They call me the animal for a reason because I always
the
come
beard.
Forward.
Because of the
That's
beard.
What it is. It's my dedication. You'll never out fight me. It's not possible. And this guy wants to talk some stuff. First of all, I'm one of the best in my weight class because I've only fought the best in my weight class. Dat Nguyen is fighting for the title. Dat Nguyen threw every single thing he had at me, and I pretty much laughed at it. Right. I don't care. Like, you're going to hurt your hands before you hurt my head. Okay, so this guy has in his mind that he's going to do something to me that hasn't been done before. I fought the best boxers. Dat Nguyen's a great boxer. I actually boxed Diego Magdaleno out of Vegas. He was a 2012 alternate for the Olympics. So, I mean, my background's great. I'm going to kill this guy and keep moving forward.
I know that all of you guys are professional athletes. You've yeah. been doing this a long time, you know, and I'm not trying to downplay anything. This was going to be, it's still going to be a huge event, a huge card, a huge everything. Yep. This was going to be probably the biggest atmosphere oh, yeah. of anything you've ever fought at. Now, again, because of the virus, it's yep. cutting it back a little bit.
But they're still doing a pretty good job of it,
oh,
though.
Oh, no, it's still the Super Bowl.
I tell you what.
It's
the still thing, the Super Bowl. Exactly.
Right.
And the thing is, if you've noticed with all the bare knuckle, every single show is just a little bit better than
sure.
the last
yeah,
one.
Of course.
So.
Well, and what I was asking is, because it's tagged into, it's not attached to the Super Bowl, and you know we're not trying no. to say that at all, but because it's the big game weekend and all that media that's going to be there, all the celebrities that are going right. to be there, all the celebrities that I'm going to bring up to this event, is that going to add anything? Not pressure-wise, not pressure, it, just add to the excitement
it's
of
going
what
to
this
be,
is.
It's going to be awesome. Actually, I don't know if you guys knew this, but they actually put the Super Bowl in Tampa this year because they found out that I was going to be fighting.
That's what
Atlanta.
I thought so. I heard so, that. I saw that on Twitter.
That's what the whole thing was.
Tom Brady told me that.
Well, you know, Tom and I had a little discussion about it. I was like, listen, Tom, if you could make the Super Bowl, that'd be great. But if you don't worry about it because I'll be fighting in Lakeland. He's like, holy crap, you're fighting in Lakeland. I tell you what, I'm going to talk to everybody. We're going to make sure the Super Bowl's in Tampa this year. I was like, yeah, that's a good idea, I guess.
I like that.
Randy's Twitter account was permanently closed down, so he didn't know that yet. But I was going to tell him after the show.
Nice.
If I make one more post, it will be closed down.
Nice.
Yeah, the insanity that's going on is just crazy.
Anything you say, you get shut down for.
No, Travis, are you a big trash talker? Like, you know, you have your opponent's trash talk.
I do not talk trash. I speak my mind.
Well, you did talk trash to me when I didn't say hi to you one time.
Oh, yes. Hey, it wasn't talking trash. I'm just saying.
Well, you're telling the truth.
Well, I told Travis about the Jason Knight situation.
Confrontation
with Randy. Awesome. I told him what happened and the outcome of it, and he thought it was really cool.
Yeah. I think that's amazing. And that's the thing I was telling him. You know, Jason is like one of the most stand-up guys. So, like, I'm sure as soon as you said something to him, he's like, oh, my God. And that's what.
And I'll tell the story again just because we pick up new yeah. listeners real quick, and I know we have to hit the top of the hour break. But when Jason fought
Artem?
Artem. Yeah.
So we brought the American flag out. I'm very passionate about the flag. I'm a veteran. Unfortunately,
thank you for your service.
It was my pleasure. Luckily, that's where I met my wife, or I'd be homeless. But, you know, I have three flags that I wished I didn't have in my house. Mm-hmm. The flag means everything to me. So as he was walking to the squared circle, the flag fell off him, or he went to hand it to somebody. I don't remember. And it fell on the ground.
Right.
And it's not the first fighter that I've confronted.
Right.
And I went up to him and I said, you know, I know you're going to probably kick my ass, but I need to say this. And as soon as I started, he's like, yeah, I saw somebody on Twitter all over me. It was me. And he apologized. He did handle it very professionally.
He is a very stand-up yes. guy. I love Jason. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but after I fought Dat, Jason actually worked my corner when I fought Dat. As soon as that fight was over with, maybe 5 or 6 days later, I flew from Philly to Mississippi, and I trained with him for his fight with Artem for number two.
Right.
And he got that victory.
Yeah.
Yep.
And not that the military kept you from being homeless back then with your wife. You're about to be homeless now because I'm going to win your compound because you're going to lose the bet that Alabama could beat 15 pro teams today.
What?
But I got a realtor right there on the go.
He believes that.
You'll be homeless in about 32 minutes.
Now, again, I don't know how much you really know of this tool bag, but he says some of the stupidest stuff, which now I'm almost willing to say, almost, that if Alabama was healthy,
yeah,
you know, if the receivers are healthy, if everybody's healthy, they could beat the New York Jets.
Okay.
But I don't think they can beat 15 teams. Yeah.
No, I don't believe that either.
You know, a handful, maybe be competitive, but they're not going to be. They're not exactly.
Yeah. The Browns can beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Anything's possible.
I'm going to do what's known as take Matt out back and shoot him. And when we come back, we will continue.
Make
with
sure
Travis.
You say all of us.
Nice.
Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.